Okay, I have an astrology chart and I'm going to just talk about it for a little bit. I don't know how far along we're going to get with my notes, but we'll at least get started. I'm going to divide this chart up into four quadrants. Okay, this is the chart we're going to be working with today. I took the planets away and the aspects just so we could see the angles. Each quadrant will be identified with personal development, family development, social development, and career development. Where the planet placements are within these quadrants will show us the amount of intention and focus and power that the soul has came into this lifetime that wants to develop. Now, sometimes this can be a little confusing because society has programmed us and to react a certain way, and that's fine because we're all a collective. But on an individual and soul growth level, we can use our astrology natal chart to help us identify the aspects from within us on how we react to ourselves and to the outside world. Now, it's cosmic law that the outside must match the inside, right? The outside must match our insides. As within, so without. With this knowingness, we can focus on ourselves to the degree where the outside world will unfold based on the unfoldment from our own self-discovery, self-awareness, self-remembrance. But normally, as human beings, at early childhood, even adolescent, young adult, the outside world is so influential that we become programmed until we reach, hopefully, until we reach a point in our life where we're like, I am going to unlearn what I have been taught that I thought was true, which means I was applying meaning to things on the outside world when really I need to evaluate and analyze these meanings that I put on things, on people, places, and things. That's the ego's job, and to a certain extent, but we don't want to get rid of the ego. We want to take our ego consciousness to another level. All right. Back to astrology. The first quadrant is the first, second, and third house on the natal chart, which is personal development. Okay, this is where the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body is being developed at an early age. The second quadrant, family development. Fourth house, fifth house, sixth house. Third quadrant, social development. Seventh house, eighth house, ninth house. And the fourth quadrant is career development. 10th house, 11th house, 12th house. Also, notice the ascendant of the chart is the consciousness of self, our awareness of our being. The descendant of the chart is the consciousness of others, the awareness of our relationships. A lot of this definition and expressions is based off the zodiac sign. Okay. I'll show you that in the next slide. The nadir is the inner consciousness, the intuitional awareness, the subconsciousness. Okay. Midheaven is the outer consciousness and rational awareness, which is more of the self-conscious perspective. Also, the bottom half of the chart can be known as the subjective world of the individual. And then the top half of the chart can be known as the objective world of the individual. So the more planets that are placed in quadrants or even on the bottom and the top half of the chart will define the temperament of the personality. Okay. Temperaments will is defined by the four elements of earth, water, fire, and air. Okay. All right. Here's the chart. I've removed the planets. We can see that this individual has a Leo ascendant, just 1 degree shy of being Virgo. So Leo type of expressions will be how this individual views himself. The descendant is Aquarius. It's more like right there. All right. So how they view others will have an Aquarius type of expression. The subconscious realm. The Nadir is Scorpio. And as for the Midheaven, it is Taurus. This is where the planets are placed. And I also put the tarot keys of the rulers of each quadrant. Let me explain why this is good for at least the subconscious to see, even if the individual does not know tarot. The subconscious knows these images. Okay? It's embedded in the collective consciousness for many, many centuries. And just trust that these images are very powerful. Okay? Now, this chart with the Leo ascendant, there we go. Line it up. Leo ascendant. When it comes to personal development, they have this chart has five planets. That's a lot of energy, a lot of intention, pre-incarnation intention that the soul has determined that it wants to experience in this lifetime. It wants to really focus on the personal development qualities and attributions of the first, second, and third house. There's also pre-birth intentions of three planets in the family house. Okay, so it's relatively got some energies and focus within that quadrant, but only one planet within social development. And then one planet in career development. From a snapshot perspective, this individual needs to focus on their inner world more than their outer world, only because of the planet placements. These are intentions. They can be viewed as the future version self that is going to be developed in this lifetime. Which, if we zoom out a little bit further, this lifetime could be the prerequisite for the next lifetime that's going to be experienced. So the game is not over at birth and death within a lifetime. Okay. The soul is constantly building and learning to a becoming that which we can only probably dream or fantasize about, but know that our astrology chart can reveal clues on what we need to focus on in this lifetime. That's why it's so important to be in the present moment. The zodiac signs will show us how to be in the present moment when we're attempting to balance our energies and where we focus our energies. Okay. That was a lot, but let's go back to the personal development quadrant, which is ruled by Leo. Leo is assigned to key 8 strength. Okay. To put it simply, when it comes to personal development, we know that the sun is assigned to Leo. Okay, the sun planetary placement. This means that we can focus on, when it comes to personal development, we can focus on where the sun is in our chart. This individual has the sun in the same quadrant. Very, very intense, strong development for the first, second, and third house. Okay. Let me see something real quick. Okay, good. Let me read real quick about the sun in the third house. All right. So turn your attention towards your immediate surroundings and increase your interaction with friends, neighbors, relatives, and business associates. This is very important for the personal development. Sun in third house. All right. Now it's important to also pay attention how you handle these relationships and how important they are in your life. Now, there can be the development of unfortunate little habits and communication within these people with these people, which can undermine the effectiveness of the ability to communicate with them. So clear communication should be a goal. A personal goal, personal development, clear communication. The third house is a communication house. It's the mental body development house also. Okay. It's interesting because Scorpio is a water sign, fixed water sign. Deep, deep, deep emotions are layered on top of the mental body house. Of the third house. That's especially coming from my temperament, my personality, my conscious mind. I can see how difficult this would be if this was my chart with all the experience I've had in this lifetime that I've collected for my own development. I look at it, I'm like, whoa, that's intense. I have a lot of compassion for this individual. Because I can see through symbol what the soul is developing for the personal development within this lifetime. And know also that nothing is wasted. We're learning every day, every moment. The soul is learning, we're growing, we're unfolding. All right. The spiritual path is. And another way of putting it is, God is not going to give us anything that we cannot handle. Okay. The Creator, we are the Creator. We have the Creator within us. And so, even though it may seem difficult, know that on the other side of the veil, that we are actually being honored and loved and supported in so many ways that the conscious mind that cannot conceive in certain moments. Okay. Going back to sun in the third house. All right. Now, it's important to know that there is the temptation to pour out energy and not take none in. What this means is, like, I am going to say what I have to say and then not listen to anyone else. So that would be like the lower influence of the sun in the third house. And all we have to do is be aware of it. Once we're aware of this tendency, then we can catch that reaction before it normalizes, and we're just doing it all the time. It was important to try to practice to listen to others, no matter what they're saying. Just practice to hear them and acknowledge them. That's just practicing patience and good listening skills. Sun in the third house is important for lots of activity, lots of moving around. There's actually a sense of restlessness, which is not bad, okay? It's how we use it. I'm an extremely restless individual, and I have to know how to use my restlessness so that I don't get agitated. I use that energy and direct it and focus it where it can be beneficial for me and the others around me. Doing something new and different is important for personal development in this chart. Okay. Now, this could be short trips. Third house is actually the house of short trips. Get in a car, drive around, go on hikes, go explore nature. But it might be difficult to break away from patterns of your everyday life when once this is an intense personality. So it's important to actually integrate the traveling into the daily routine. Okay. Get in the car, go drive around, and enjoy it. Don't do it to try to get away from yourself. No escapism. Or at least don't have that perspective to escape self. And again, speaking very clearly about a particular subject is important for the personal development. Okay. You want to communicate your real thoughts, your real intentions, and how the others receive it is really their business. Okay. We don't want to cause harm, but at the same time, self-expression is very important for a Leo ascendant. And that's Leos in general are some of the most self-expressive zodiac signs. So it's healthy for your personal development to express what you're thinking and what you're feeling. Find people. Meetups, groups, church, work, family, and then work on that communicating of self-expression of how you're thinking and feeling. But at the same time, don't rule the conversation. Be receptive also of the other individuals' point of view or what they're thinking and what they're feeling. And also, don't leave people in the dark about yourself. Okay. Secrets can actually be detrimental to your personal development. Again, with that Scorpio placement, four planets in the third house, and Pluto and your first house ruling the chart, secrets are going to be probably normalized. Like, oh, I don't want anybody to know this about me. But that's actually being kept within the body. And that type of focus on restriction can withhold unfoldment for your personal development. Counselors, group therapy, any type of outlet where you can not withhold your true intentions about who you are and what you think about yourself and also others. That can be very difficult from what I see in this chart. Okay. Now, I'm not advising that we just reveal everything about ourselves to the whole world. But at the same time, if we can find individuals who actively listen and also who can acknowledge the difficulties, then that's the beginning of healing when we say it out loud. All right. Can also talk to spirit, can also journal, very healthy modalities, but there is a power in the reflection of someone else where we can see ourselves. Now, let's go to. All right. So, personal development. I need to move on. I could stay on the first quadrant for a while, but I want the subconscious to have snapshots of these images. Okay. So, second quadrant is family development, ruled by Scorpio because of the cusp. Okay. There we go. All right. So, family development is ruled by Scorpio. Scorpio expressions within the subconscious level. We're talking about the lower part of this psyche is ruled by Scorpio, which is already deep. And again, this is such an intense chart with Pluto, the ruler of family development. Okay. This individual's Pluto was activated within themselves at an early age. Okay. And all that means is that as we, our lifeline moves 3.5 degrees every year. So this individual's Pluto was activated probably around 2 to 3 years old. They were probably a very intense child in their childlike ways when it came to interacting with the family. Now, when this individual's lifeline moved down to Neptune, Jupiter, Sun, Venus, all activated probably within around age 25, 30, around that range. This individual again began to enter their family development. Okay. Now, as for patterns and symbols, let me just get back to that. For family development, we can focus on Pluto because Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, traditionally ruled by Mars, but we're gonna take the higher octave of Mars, which is Pluto, and can use Pluto qualities in the first house to assist with the family development. All right. I will read my notes on Pluto first house, and maybe that'll be a little bit helpful. So, the reshape of many, many aspects of the personality of this individual will happen over their lifetime. Okay, they will get the opportunity to get in touch with the forces that have shaped them and made them what they are. Now, to get in touch with yourself, that means you'll have to have greater control over the unconscious drives. This is where it can be tricky later in life because a lot of the unconscious drives that we have, or the compulsions that we have are responses that, as an adult, stem back to our childhood. We need to have awareness of, we need to acknowledge a lot of the responses and reactions that we have can stem from the personal development at a young age. Okay. And the best way to do this is, again, strong personal development chart, quadrant, I mean, and just constantly know thyself. Okay. Learn to know thyself. All right. And so there's a warning to watch out for direct urges, compulsions, and irrational impulses when it comes to family development. Or, excuse me, not family development, but Pluto in the first house. The family development will be driven by the chart ruler, which is Scorpio, key 13, Pluto. And Pluto is a very transformative force. All right. So families, for this individual, will be shaken to the core. All right. This is not going to be an individual who has the white picket fence for 50 years and married to the same person. Very slim chance of that happening, especially with no planets in the seventh house of relationships. And this is also a marriage house, which is empty. Okay. So already, it's small. So it is a need. It's not saying that marriage is not necessary, but relationships, it could be business relationships, family relationships, will be difficult. All right. So the desirable goal is self-improvement with these Pluto energies. Okay. Be aware that the energies that are arising from within you want to control everything and everyone around you. And this could make relationships very difficult. That's tough. It's very, very difficult. But here's the higher influence of having this placement. Okay. You get the chance to be either positive or negative. Comes down to choice and recognition of the responses that and reactions that you're making when it comes to interacting with others and people, places, and things. This is why it's so important to understand yourself, okay, and not have a vehicle, a body that is blind and allows irrational ego forces to take over. All right, these are primitive urges, which are not necessary, but they're going to try to arise with these forces that I see in the subconscious plane. All right, this is the subjective. This is the subjective vantage point that we're talking about. I can see how, with only two planets on the top half, that this personality can be extremely self-centered if they're not careful, in a way where not so much where they want to do harm, but they can cause harm without realizing it. All right. Now, these primitive urges that are not dealt with as an adult can continue to circle around and around until they're addressed. Okay. But once they're identified and integrated, very important term, can't be avoided, can't escape it. Gotta acknowledge it after it's identified and integrate it within us. And that will allow expanded awareness and expansion of consciousness. Okay. And then we have more control over our reactions and our responses. We become more receptive, and that's the goal. We all are attempting to become more receptive. But when we focus on the non-reception, which is denial and judgments, those type of lack, those type of non-receptive qualities will cause restriction within us, which will draw our attention and focus towards those non-receptive qualities. But we want to focus on the receptive qualities, which we all carry non-receptive qualities that we have to identify and integrate, okay? And that allows us to focus on the more receptive qualities of being more receiving and loving and open, and higher understandings will come into our life. All right. Very quickly, and then I'm going to end the video for today. Aquarius is the descendant, okay? As for Aquarius, Uranus is the ruler. And Uranus is in the 12th house. So when it comes to social development, we can focus our energies in the 12th house of Leo. All right. I'm not going to get into the description right now, but maybe later in another video because I'm running out of time. And then the fourth house ascendant is Taurus, which we want to focus on Venus, right here, third house. Very, very, very powerful personal development chart. It's almost as if the career development, the career development's already well developed. The 10th house, large 10th house, large, well, actually have an intercept, what's called an intercept here in the 11th house. So that can create some difficulties when it comes to community and gatherings because I'm not going to get into intercepts and duplicated zodiac signs right now, but I do have a video already created if interested. But the career, just know by looking at the career development, there's only one planet. Developing a career is not the soul's mission in this lifetime. This does not mean having a career, even a successful career, was irrelevant. No, because we can use our career as a vehicle for personal and family development, which have the planetary forces that are most powerful in this chart. Okay. So yeah, and the social development, same when it comes to just having one planet, does not mean that social development is not important on a soul level. Because if we look at the third house, which is a communication house, social development is important. It's really about comparing our experience to what we see in this chart through symbol and relating to the attributions and qualities that are revealed through the zodiac sign, the planets, and the houses. And then that allows us to reflect and contemplate within on, now I can see why I react and respond this certain way. I remember having these experiences where I didn't feel good about it, but now I can see why I do that, and I don't want to do that again. Or even identify experiences that have worked well and know why they worked well. This is how we develop higher understanding of ourselves. Okay. And then we get to the point where when we know ourselves, we can accept ourselves and not allow the meanings that we apply to the outside world be responsible for how I respond and react. Those are the meanings that we have gathered as being a young adult. We have to be able to identify these meanings and release them. Okay. We want to get to the point where we are in the center of our chart, perfectly balanced. And this is considered super consciousness. All right. This is the Fool card. And the Fool is, can be, the Fool can be considered our soul within our body. All right. Now, the soul wants to experience the dynamics that are laid out in this chart. All right. Let's see what else. So I think that'll be all for now because that's a lot. Oh, I do have a note down here for Pluto in the first house. This will be good to know also for your reflection. Okay, because Pluto in the first house is very intense for this chart. All right. And I do have some other notes, but I'm not going to get into this right now. All right. That'll be all for now. And hopefully that was helpful. Stop the recording.